Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Eurofarma. Visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com. On this episode, we will welcome an amazing, knowledgeable guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. So you don't want to miss this episode.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today, we take a lot of things for granted, like getting out of bed, tying our shoes, walking across the floor. But for people living with chronic back pain, these things and almost any small movement can cause pain and agony. Back pain has become very common, affecting 80% of Americans at some point in their lives. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum joins me today with safe and healthy, effective ways to increase mobility and ease pain. Moving comfortably may be just a brand new reality for some of the sufferers that are dealing with pain every day. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is author of popular free smartphone app, Cures A to Z, and of the best-selling book, From Fatigue to Fantastic, and The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, and The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, great books for your library. He is the lead author of 4 studies on treatment, effective treatment, for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. Dr. Teitelbaum does frequent media appearances, including Good Morning America, CNN, Fox News Channel, The Dr. Oz Show, and Oprah and Friends. He lives in Kona, Hawaii. And don't forget to visit his website. It's endfatigue.com. Let me welcome my guest, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Good morning.
Jeff, great to be with you today.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you here today. And this is a topic that, you know, I got to tell you, it seems like most people have a tendency when back pain flares up to jump right to the doctor and slide right into the pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory opiate solution, or they live on analgesics on a regular basis. And I think they miss a whole bunch of stops on that train along the way.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, the thing is, it's as if they take the first stop being to the clueless about how to treat this disease. And the funny thing is, doctors are clueless about how to treat it, except they know one thing, that anybody who knows how to treat it is. So it becomes, it's not a surprise that we have so many people suffering needlessly with low back pain. I mean, look at 36 million Americans, and there's just no reason for it. So if you have low back pain, or even pain in general, let's show people today how to get pain-free. And it works best when you combine the best of all different kinds of the healing arts, whether you're talking about the structural medicine, whether you're talking about lifestyle. We'll go through each of these, and it's really easy to get pain-free. So, Jeff, should we take them into how to do
that? That would be wonderful. You know, I think the people are, I think we're hungry for ideas. I think we're frustrated and irritated, and I think we, due to our desperation, we buy into a lot of things, but maybe with a little information, we can choose wisely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with what causes it. Because most of the time, it is not coming from the spine, at least not from the bony components of the spine. Especially if you're thinking about a pain that's spinal pain, it doesn't come and go so much. Usually that's kind of fixed in place. And most back pain is really coming from the muscles and the ligaments. The x-ray, key take-home point number one, the studies have shown that the x-rays are meaningless. Same with the MRIs. They bear virtually no relationship to the back pain in most cases. We are an upright species. We have normal wear and tear that you will see on everybody's x-ray. So that your x-ray looks like a battlefield does not mean that that is having anything at all, including the MRI, to do with the pain. This is what the research has shown. That means that your pain is not cast in stone. That simple things can be very helpful. So, number one, so we've looked at that. The x-ray is meaningless in most cases, unless there are specific neurologic deficits that go with that specific thing. Most cases, there's not. So, do you ever have a massage? Do you ever lie in a hot tub in the bath and the pain goes away? Do you do simple things like that? If so, it is likely not bone pain. It is more likely associated with muscles or what's called myofascial pain and ligament strain. And then, so structural therapies, whether it's chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation, or somebody who does massage, especially somebody trained, you'll find these gals who've been doing it for 30, 40 years, and they have magic hands who do a technique called myofascial release. So you do those simple things structurally, it's a good way to begin. If you find when you get the release, it feels better for a couple hours or days or even a week or two, and then it comes back, then you know it's time to go to the biochemistry, which is to treat the underlying low energy and inflammation.
You know, when we combine a lot of these things, you know, when we start to look at some of the things that we have to choose from, I like the idea that we kind of go in steps because, you know, we're a little bit impatient, you know, Dr. Teitelbaum. We want it all to be better by tomorrow.
Yep. Absolutely. I know when I'm in pain, that doesn't leave me as the most patient person, although I'm really good at getting good in pain. I really have it for less than a couple, for more than a couple hours. But, yeah, I don't expect people to be patient with it. So shall we give them things that they can do immediately to get pain-free?
Sure. That would be wonderful.
Okay. So there are things you can start with from day one that will really help on a biochemical level to settle down the inflammation and help even the muscles to relax, things along those lines. So if you have back pain, write down these three things. You want to get something called Curamin Low Back Pain, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. This is a pain relief miracle for people. I've seen people, I treat people with chronic pain from all over the world, literally, and I've treated people with morphine, or I've seen people treated with morphine, who weren't getting help, who got help with the Curamin line product. They really have been a miracle for so many people. And they're a mix of a special, highly absorbed form of curcumin. Most regular curcumins will not do it much unless they take 200 pills. This is a very, very highly absorbed form, or one pill three times a day. It has dramatic effect. It has the boswellia. It'll have also things like willow bark, a devil's claw. These things are amazing when in combination for back pain. People often see some effect in a half hour, but give it 6 weeks to see the full effect. It can be taken with any other pain medication you're taking as well. So start with the Curamin Low Back Pain, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. That's the first stop in biochemistry. Second thing, I would get a topical comfrey. The brand is called Trauma Plant, and that will give very quick relief, just rubbed right over the area of pain. So those two are my first two go-to things for people with chronic pain. So what does it tell you when the pain goes away after you get a massage and then comes back again? So it tells you that it's not structural in the bones, because that doesn't happen. The bones are kind of set a little more in stone. But when the pain goes away like that, it tells you that the problem is inadequate energy in your muscles. If you think about it, Jeff, muscles are like a spring. When they get tired, they don't go loose and limp. You don't come home and say, honey, the day I've had, my muscles are so loose. You say they're so tight. Mm-hmm. Because muscles don't have enough energy. They get locked in a shortened position. So when you go for the chiropractic, you go for the massage, they stretch the muscles. That makes the tight muscles release. The pain goes away. And then they come back a couple hours later. It tells you that you're looking at the inflammation and the energy crisis in the muscles. So for the inflammation, the Curamin Low Back Pain is a pain relief miracle. The topical comfrey is amazing. But given good nutritional support, like B vitamins and magnesium, as well as really dozens of other nutrients, you can see a dramatic change in the muscles. I remember, Jeff, when I was living in Annapolis a while back, and I was walking down the street by the city dock, and all of a sudden this guy is eyeing me from across the street, and he looks at me, and I'm looking at him, and I keep walking. He's staring at me. Finally, he goes dashing into traffic, makes a mad run across the street, looks at me, says, "You're Dr. Teitelbaum." I said, "Yes." He lifts me up in this big bear hug, and I say, "We haven't even had a first date yet. Who are you? Please put me down." And he said, "Well, you don't know me, but I used to have horrible back pain for decades. And then I took the vitamin powder he made. It's called the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. And my back pain went away."
Wow.
And I just wanted to thank you. So you're going to see with biochemistry for back pain combined with the structural, those two can play really dramatic effects. So you do the release work. You do the Curamin Low Back Pain. People are going to be amazed with that. I mean, I've not seen anything, prescription or natural, more effective than the Curamin line for chronic, for pain, both acute or chronic, and the topical comfrey. These things, you're going to get, give it 6 weeks again, and you'll be on a really good start to getting pain-free. So we've looked at the structural, we've looked at the natural key things for the biochemistry. There is a place for the pain medications. Again, the ibuprofens of the world, the arthritis ones that are usually used, are pretty toxic, and they kill about 30 to 50,000 Americans each year. I can mention a terrorist of that.
Very true.
No, it's a pharmaceutical. So it's insane, and it's unnecessary. I mean, head-on studies, the natural products are more effective than the medications. It's just by far almost even twice as effective in some of the head-on studies. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it gets to be a silliness, but that's where the money is. How did that old bank robber say when he asked why I rob banks? He said that's where the money is. And why are doctors taught to give the expensive medications? Well, yeah. So the medications can play a role, but the natural treatments really, all in all, are much more effective. And then you have the biophysics of pain management. And for those of you with chronic pain that don't respond well to the other two, frequency-specific microcurrent. And if you do a search on the website or go on www.frequencyspecific.com, it can be very helpful for muscle pain, bone pain, nerve pain, a host of different kinds of pain. And you can find practitioners near you that can do good work with it. Prolotherapy can be helpful if your pain keeps getting better with kind of getting adjusted or getting massage and the biochemistry helps, but then it keeps slipping back out on you. Then prolotherapy can be a very nice technique. There's so many things that people can do to get pain-free if you combine the structural, biochemistry, mind, body, and biophysics. But should we talk a moment also about ergonomics, Jeff?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Before we do that, though, I want to remind everybody of some important information. Want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right onto the show. We have to face ourselves. It's confusing. Walking into most health food stores can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, packed with useful information on a variety of health topics as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. Today's topic of back pain, well, it's an important one. But I want to make sure to remind you about the people who make this show possible. Give me 30 seconds. We'll be right back with the topic of back pain and finding healthy support.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
Dr. Teitelbaum, you were just getting ready to say before the break, you want to talk about the physics of the back pain?
And we want to talk about ergonomics a bit.
Ergonomics, yes,
because
please.
It's such a biggie for people, and especially now that we're kind of glued to our iPhones and our computers, it's really important to keep in mind that you really need to have your workstation set up properly. And it's a couple simple things. Make sure when you're working on the computer that your feet are flat on the floor. Some people have these kind of like stools with a little round footrest that they put their feet on. But the round footrest, you know, the rest will put too much pressure on a small area and they wonder why they have foot pain, for example. But you want to make sure that you have a wrist support for your computer by your keyboard. So your wrists are resting, and you also want to make sure that your elbows are supported. So when you're sitting at your keyboard, just take a moment to notice. Are your elbows supported, your wrists supported, or are you holding them up in the air? And if you're holding them up in the air, if they're not resting comfortably on something, just take a half hour and walk around with the hands straight in front of you. This is kind of what it's like sitting at the keyboard when that is supported, and you're going to notice your back hurts and your shoulders hurt and your neck hurts. So that $15 investment in getting wrist supports, making sure you have a chair with armrests or some other way that your elbows are supported, can make a big difference towards getting pain-free.
Well, you know, my question comes in. Is back pain, I mean, traditionally, I was raised at a time when, you know, we used to think that most of these problems were all old age conditions, but back pain, I don't think, has really got a calendar age, target in mind. I hear people every single day, some people in their 20s with back pain, up to people in their 80s and 90s. So it's not age related, is it?
Not really. I mean, this whole aging thing is a myth.
I think so, too.
And, you know, that it's almost like meant to sell health insurance and nursing home insurance. You know, when I was 20, I probably had as much back pain as I do now, but I didn't sit there, and I've been in medicine for 40 years now. So, you know, treating folks. So and when I was 20, I didn't think, oh, maybe I'm getting older. And it's a way that people change to think, and then you almost become self-fulfilling with it. Age is irrelevant. It just really is. If you give your body proper tune-up, which is a fairly easy thing to do, you will find that your body, I mean, my car has 90,000 miles on it. It runs like a new car because I keep it in good shape. And our bodies are no different. So most things attributed to aging, it's just utter nonsense. It's a myth that's being perpetrated on you. And there's no reason you can't be 70 and feel like you're 30 or 40.
Well, you know, you mentioned inflammation, and isn't inflammation a strong driving force today? Our systemic inflammation kind of driving all of our health problems to be worse than they need to be. I call it the accelerator on the car, and we've got it pushed to the floor.
When you look at immunity in general, our immune system is on overwhelm. We have 85,000 chemicals in the environment. We've got our digestion is being wiped because of the extra antibiotics we're getting, the sugar in the diet. There's a host of reasons. So our immune systems are being challenged, and that's why inflammation is kind of being ramped up. Sugar, the white flour, lack of fish oils really drives up inflammation. And that is the source of probably the majority of problems that are going on today from a health point of view. And again, that has nothing to do with your age. It has everything to do with your diet and getting vitamin D, adequate vitamin D, and things along those lines. So if you want to settle inflammation, we talked about the Curamin as a really good start for that. But also one of the things that I take every day myself is a Vectomega. It's an omega-3 that instead of 8 hunker fish oil pills and make it burp up fish oil all day, it's one simple small pill that gives the same effect as those big 8 big pills. And you'll find, Jeff, when I'm treating folks, I don't like people taking handfuls of pills all day. So we like to make it as easy as we can. Mm-hmm. So the Curamin low back pain or regular Curamin 3 a day, or even the Curamin extra strength is what I'll go with the people. The Comfrey, it's one easy, but the Vectomega, one pill a day. And the vitamin powder, one drink a day. It's just very simple, easy things. And you'll find, most people find their back pain goes away. Back pain is easy, and it's easy to treat, and you just need to know how to do it.
Well, let me ask you a question again. You know, we structurally today, our bodies have changed dramatically. You know, we're carrying a lot more weight. Our front porch is bigger than it ever was. Having lack of abdominal muscles and leaning more forward, obviously putting some strain on the back?
Yes, but having for a lot of people, doing the core body exercises becomes really important. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing things like Pilates and things that will do core muscle strengthening, it can make a big difference, especially if you're carrying a spare tire. You got that big old paunch from metabolic syndrome. It's going to be pulling on the back muscles. It's kind of like a woman with big breasts, and which gives another cause of back pain. It's funny, I've seen many women feel horrible because they did the breast augmentation surgery, but I've never seen one woman regret doing breast reduction surgery for their back pain.
Very true.
It's a funny thing, you know.
Well, you know, I think we have to, and you know, you've mentioned basically today as well, we have to take responsibility for some of these things, that we can't just throw it all out there to the environment and the stress and things like that. I mean, we have to eat better. We have to make sure that our supplementation is proper and absorbable and consistent. And the activity level, of course, is very important. Better night's rest and wearing proper shoes is even an important thing to think about. Some people wear shoes that look amazing, but give them no support for their feet, which means they're getting no support for their legs and back. Oh, my goodness. I know. You know, I work with a lot of cocktail waitresses out here in Las Vegas, and they wear really good, healthy shoes when they're not at work, because when they're at work, they're not able. They wear heels and all these things, and they've all got back pain and lower back pain. And you know, and I talk to them a lot about the Curamin. Many of them are consistent Curamin users, and you know, and they'll be the first to admit you when they get down with their ship, they're in the good proper shoes for their feet, because they're paying the price after 10, 15 years of being on cement floors.
Oh, absolutely, and it just gets nuts. I mean, to wear heels like that, it's crazy on the back. So when you look at ergonomics, that's one thing to look at too. What kind of shoes do you wear? You know. Sometimes these simple things. I remember, Jeff, I had one patient who was an older fellow, and he was just a sweetheart. And, you know, it was about 30 years ago, and nothing I did got him any better. And that's true. So I can count on my fingers how many people in the thousands I treated I'd not been able to get good, solid pain relief or pain free. And finally, in desperation, I sent him to a physical therapist, which is usually pretty useless. But and he went, he came back, and he was cured. And they said, oh, my God, he was able to help. He said, oh, no, he had no clue. But the guy sitting in the waiting room next to me, I was talking to him. He said, I had that same kind of pain, and I just took my wallet out of my back pocket and put it in my front pocket, and my pain went away. And I did, too, and my pain went away, too, and that was it. So sometimes it's just simple things.
You know, I have heard that over the years, but I have never actually heard it in a story before. I've heard people say it, but oh my goodness. So, you know, and I've always wondered what that wallet thing is a problem. And I have a cowboy wallet in my back pants, and it's about eight inches long. So it's one of the longer wallets. And I had to stop putting it in my back pocket because I started to notice that it felt like I was sitting on like a brick when I was sitting down. So I stopped carrying it in my back pocket as well. So good. I was ahead of the game.
Yeah, you may as well be wearing, take a cudgel, put a little lead strip on it. Anybody messes with you on the Vegas Strip, you whack them, you know.
There you go. But you know, I'm so happy that you recommend the Curamin. I use the regular Curamin myself. I'm prone to migraines and neck pain, and I use it all the time. I've been using it daily for many, many, many years, and I rely on it because I tried a lot of other things. I didn't get the success. And it is about the quality and the integrity of what you're using. So that's why it's so good to ask questions and have some information so you're not just grabbing something off a shelf. Not that it's bad. There's just better choices.
Well, in 40 years of practicing pain management, whether looking at surgery, prescriptions, all the natural things, Curamin is the most effective pain relief miracle that I've ever seen for people. It blows me away. If I had to take one thing on a desert island for pain, it would be the Curamin.
Mm-hmm. I think I agree with you 100%. And I take it consistently because, you know, we have horses. You know, you never know when you're going to step wrong, turn wrong, get knocked down wrong, lift something wrong. So I want it in my system all the time. Some people use it when they need it. I take it every day because there's a lot of other benefits to what's in there than just pain. So for me, I know I'm getting other benefits and it's there if I need it. So I've learned my lesson. So, Dr. Teitelbaum, anything else you want to say in closing when we're dealing with back pain?
Well, there's a reason where the expression that some people are pain in the back or maybe lower comes from. And there is a mind-body component to pain, where sometimes if we go ahead and if we have feelings that we bury, and there's people who are just a pain in the back and we don't set our boundaries, it's going to aggravate the symptoms. So it's good to, number one, be aware of your feelings. Number two, if it's in personal relationships, let the person know how you feel. And number three, learn to say no to things that feel bad. So if you're talking with somebody and you feel like, I can't wait to get the heck out of the room, you know, make an excuse, leave. It's just some people are a pain in the back and there's really not a necessity to be around them.
All right. Make sure to follow Dr. Teitelbaum on Facebook and definitely go to his website, www.endfatigue.com. Great information there, and you're going to want to stay in touch with him. Also, some books, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, The Essential Guide to Overcoming Chronic Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Made Easy by Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Also, Back Pain Relief Through Holistic Healing, Natural Remedies, Exercise, Nutrition, Alternative Medicine by Dr. Martin Arrowsmith. Website of the week, spinehealth.com, and of course, second to endfatigue.com. www.thebetterhealthcare.com. This is great information. I hope you'll take the time to take some of these little tips and run with them, because there's a whole bunch of us out there dealing with back pain. There's a whole bunch of us dealing with, you know, these pains on a regular basis. And sometimes we just accept them and say that we have to live with them, and we don't. There's always a way around it. You just have to make sure that you have the information to make better, wiser decisions. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD. Brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast. I thank you all for listening. Stay well.